I've been wanting to give this message for some time. The glorious Lord Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, the glory of the Lord is Him in His deepest reality, Jesus the Christ, the Son of God and God Almighty. Amen. The reason we are on the earth, the reason God created mankind, glory to God forever. Glory. It's so simple. We miss it because we have done everything else but just seek Him with our whole heart. Love Him with everything we have. The first commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. Wow, that's... how do we love someone? We give everything we have to them. Everything we have. We just give them everything we have. Because that's the way... when we do that, we get... that's the key. That's a key. Amen, amen. We give Him everything we have. And when we do that, He gives us everything He has. Glory. Glory to God. He gives us Himself. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus the Christ. Jesus became what we are so we can become what He is. A child of God. A son of God. Glory. Wonder and reality exists to proclaim the gospel, Jesus Christ, to help you find salvation, healing, purpose, meaning, all these wonderful things. But I want to continue to focus on the glory of the Lord, how glorious He is. You know, I don't know your background, but I live in the United States and we have so much, there's so much religion here. And that's all over the world. There's a lot of religion. And that's not... has nothing to do with a walk with Jesus. A walk with Jesus is what God created us to do. And I do want to just make one point. God made us into His image, and we have a free will. Every person on the earth generally knows that. You know, we choose whether or not we're gonna, how we respond to people, how we, you know, the Ten Commandments are there. God gave us that for our own good. You know, He said, don't steal, don't lie, don't murder somebody. You know, those are common sense things, right? Our spirit person lets us know that we shouldn't steal from people. We should not lie. We should not murder somebody. In a bigger sense, we also realize, you know, that, and I don't want to sound harsh when I say this, but, you know, we choose whether or not we do those things. And here's, let me just skip right to the point. Every person on the earth, no matter who they are, even if they don't have a Bible, we can have a glorious relationship with God Almighty because He's made it simple. He's made it simple. He says in the, you know, if someone seeks to find him, they'll find him. And how do we find him? Well, that first commandment, the greatest commandment that Jesus gave, and the truth in the Old Testament reveals it, okay? The Old Testament in Jeremiah, you shall seek me, you shall find me when you search for me with all your heart. So the greatest commandment confirms that. You know, love God with everything you have. Even if someone doesn't have a Bible, they can know that their spirit person will reveal this to them, and it's just they seek that higher power with all their might, they're going to find him. Amen. The glorious, and they'll find the glorious one and only God Almighty. They may not even know his name is Jesus, but they find their Savior. Amen. We get to go directly to him. That's what I'm going to entitle this. We get to go directly to him. How glorious is that? Amen.